This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. We're going to spend some time today and on next week's broadcast as well, getting into planting one of the more popular garden vegetables, potatoes. It is that time once again. And joining us once more, horticulturist Ward Upham of K-State Research and Extension. So when we say it's time to sow those potatoes, we have a fairly decent window of opportunity, don't we?
We surely do. I mean, St. Patrick's Day is usually a traditional time that people think of putting potatoes in the ground, but really mid to late March is probably the primary time, but you can go as late as mid-April and still be fine.
Do want to bring out, though, that one wants to plant in good soil conditions, and you have to watch that.
That's right. So how do you check to be sure it's dry enough that you can work it? The way you do that is you grab a handful of soil and grab it at the depth you're going to plant. Squeeze it. If water comes out, it's way too wet. If it doesn't come out, take your finger and push into what you have squeezed. If it crumbles, it's dry enough. If it just makes an indentation, it's not. And you have to wait a little bit longer before you actually work that soil.
And as we'll speak of, you're talking about a couple of inches or so of depth. So that's the soil ball you want to sample.
That's right, because you don't normally plant these very deep. Traditionally, some people have. They've made a deep furrow, but then you're into cool soil and it takes longer for them to come up. Better to plant them shallow.
Well, get into shopping for potatoes. Where to obtain those? Some folks still think that the grocery store is a good outlet. Not so.
Not so, because those potatoes are often treated so they don't sprout. They can hold them longer in a grocery store that way. And so it's better, always better, to get certified seed potatoes, because not only will they sprout, but they also are certified disease-free. They'll be high-quality potatoes.
And they'll be so labeled at your garden centers.
They will. They will.
Variety selection now. There is an assortment to choose from here. Walk through some of the more productive varieties, if you would.
So in Kansas, we've had good luck with La Rouge, Lesota, and Red Norland for the reds. For the whites, Kennebec, Norchip, Superior, Irish Cobbler. Also, don't forget Yukon Gold. That's been a variety been around for a long time, and it's done really well for us. As far as russets, we have one that really has outperformed all the other, and that is Norcota. It's a variety that's developed at North Dakota State University, and that's where they got the name. So if you're going to be used baking potatoes and you want a russet, Norcota would be the one you'd want to find.
Hit the garden stores and see what's out there. Don't wait too long. They'll move fast here once the weather allows. As far as prepping for planting, you have the seed potatoes. They need to be cut up, split into seed pieces here. What's the process?
Okay, so for a regular potato, regular sized potato, if you just cut it into four pieces, you're going to be fine. What you want is a piece that's between 1.5 and 2 ounces. Now, there's going to be more than one eye on that seed piece, and you want that, because if we get a cold snap that wipes out that first one that comes up, you've got other eyes that will then sprout and take its place. And so don't just cut them up so that you have one eye per piece. You want about 4 pieces per regular-sized potato. You may get a few more if you have a large potato, and if you have a small one, you may only get a couple. But just make sure they have more than one eye, and they usually do.
And then once one has sliced those seed pieces up, you want to wait a bit. Why so?
When you cut that potato, you're going to notice that it's going to be moist. You want to allow that moisture to what we call suberize. In other words, it forms a protective coating so that when you plant it, it's less likely to rot. And so normally you'll take about 2 to 3 days for that to suberize, to cover over. Kind of looks like it's almost a white chalky appearance on that cut piece. And store those seeds in a warm location, because then it'll take less time for them to suberize. So don't put them out in the garage where it's cold. It'll just take longer to accomplish that process.
Ward, we'd like to have you back next week and round out the story here by going through planting and care of garden potatoes. So we'll talk again then. Thank you.
You bet.
That from Ward Upham, horticulturist at Kansas State University, on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.